This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Time now for some of your comments about our recent programs.
Last week, we talked about an ambitious plan to redesign the Charles River Esplanade. Architect John Shields of the Esplanade Association described part of the new vision this way.
We can create parkland by moving Storrow Drive under one arch at the Longfellow Bridge. And then by slowing it down just a little bit, we can make it a much more pleasant experience even along its edges.
Now, some of you had some reservations about the possible changes, particularly about the redesign of Storrow Drive. Jim M. wrote this on RadioBoston.org.
When I lived in Back Bay, I regarded the Esplanade as my backyard. One of the things I loved about it was the feeling of separation from the city you get when you go there. In a way, Storrow Drive keeps the city out.
G. Carlson, 77, agreed with Jim M. and called the proposed Ferris wheel on the Esplanade ludicrous, adding, there are 100 different ways that money could be better used.
By the way, you can see the concept drawings for the Esplanade redesign for yourself at RadioBoston.org.
We also heard last week about the unprecedented number of dolphins beaching themselves on Cape Cod and about the rescuers working to save them. Several of you wanted to know why these dolphins won't stop straying into the shallows.
Selkie Girl 1999 asked on RadioBoston.org, can't scientists perform autopsies? The dolphins are telling us something, and it's up to us to decipher what it is.
Our own Adam Ragusa, who reported the story, answered her online. The rescuers say they literally haven't had time to do the autopsies. The other problem is that the test results that have to be sent away to outside labs take weeks to process. According to Adam, it's likely that these beachings will end before we know precisely why they occurred.
Finally, some of you wondered whether sonar, perhaps from man-made sources, has anything to do with the dolphins' confusion. We asked Boston University biology professor Yele Atema about this.
Dolphins use sonar for all sorts of purposes, and one thing I'm not sure of is how well it's known whether they use it also for navigation over greater distances. But regardless, the area in Wellfleet is muddy, very shallow area that very gently slopes to deeper water. Is a terrible area for sound transmission. And so it could very well be that that environment makes it very difficult for them to use sonar, if that is what they really need in order to avoid it. Why they go to the Wellfleet area, I am not sure anyone knows. It is a great puzzle. It's been puzzling scientists for decades.
That's Yele Atema. He's a Boston University professor of biology, and we invite you to join our conversation anytime. For all the ways to connect with us, go to RadioBoston.org.